sorry, it's June. Can you believe it? It's June. My gosh, where does the time go? This is the Bluegrass Breakdown Show. You're riffing with Sid Griffin. Thanks to Neil O'Brien for leading us into this show so well, as Neil O'Brien always does. Mean Country 1035, right now, the bleeding edge of country, is going to lead you to 3 hours of the finest acoustic bluegrass music that there ever was, ever has been, ever shall be. This is Bill Monroe and the guys doing Bluegrass Breakdown, the theme for this very show. My name's Sid Griffin. This is Mean Country 1035. Let's go to work.
Today's best country.
Yeah, baby, that's what I like. I am honored to be here. It is a wonderful place to work here at the Mean Country 1035, and I'll tell you why in just a little bit. Anyway, let's start off talking. Let's start off rocking. It was the Bluegrass Breakdown, which we always start off with Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys doing that particular song. We love Bill just because I am a bluegrass enthusiast, being from the bluegrass state of Kentucky. I make no bones about it. It's not a good or a bad thing, I guess. It's just the way God made me.
She pulled out her mobile in the pouring rain, moving through the darkness like a hurricane. From southern Gulfport waters to the Cumberland so green, Louisville by Nashville and all points in between. Pounding out a rhythm, making up lost time, heading for that bluegrass state of mind. White smoke rolling, whistle blowing, listen to her engine keeping time. Thank you. nation like thunder when it rolls. Singing for the mighty who cast her molten steel, drove the spike and laid the rail to ride beneath her wheels. Pride of our nation, she's a monument to them, a Southern Belle, that mighty M&M.
White smoke rolling, whistle blowing, listen to her engine keeping time.
All things country.
And once again, why should I talk about string band music when if I just play some, it'll be much more understandable. From 1929, from my part of the world, Western Kentucky, this is the Hack String Band, which doesn't mean the crummy string band or the cowboy string band. The guy's name was Hack, his last name. Okay, right. All right, the Hack String Band from 1929 doing the Western Kentucky Limited. Sign the board! Okay, they didn't have tuning machines in those days, but they're in tune, sort of.
My latest my strongest trials now are past. My triumph has begun.
Oh, come, angel band, come and around me stand. Oh, bear me away on your snow-white wings to my immortal home. Oh, bear me away on your snow-white wings to my immortal home.
Oh, bear my longing heart to him who bled and died for me, whose blood now cleanses from all sin and gives me victory.
Oh, come, angel band, come.
Mean 1035, from hoedown to hairdown. Mean 1035, all things country.
Good. Good God, was that a wonderful set or what? I don't mean to sound vain, but that's my kind of music. And ladies and gentlemen, I hope and pray it's your kind of music as well. This is Sid Griffin on Mean Country 1035, broadcasting to you on a show called The Bluegrass Breakdown Show. 3 hours of acoustic bluegrass music, and I hope you're enjoying it as much as I am. We started out there with Western Kentucky Limited, a song I learned back in Western Kentucky as a song just called The Limited by the Hack String Band. They did several tunes. They operated out of Central City in Muhlenberg County. Central City is, of course, where the Everly brothers, every September, Don and Phil Everly, go back to Kentucky, where their father, Ike Everly, was from. And they celebrate they have Everly Brothers weekend there, and they do a concert in Central City. The entire town's welcome to go to. And it's a wonderful thing. And, yes, Muhlenberg County, Kentucky, is the same place that John Prine wrote about the song Paradise. When I was a young man, my family would travel down to Western Kentucky, where my daddy was born. That song about Muhlenberg County and Paradise, yeah. Then anyway, the Hack String Band, many years ago, they recorded that song in 1929. That was a couple years before I was born. They made frequent appearances at the town's Shelby Theater, and they were the brainchild of E.E. Hack. Many of you know E.E. Hack. He's a legendary pop music name. I'm making this up. No, his name was E.E. Hack. He was sort of he got involved kind of a managerial role rather than an actual musician. Sometimes they had as many as a dozen musicians playing, but the main regulars in the band were, and the string band fans take note, Virgil Cricket Garrett on the lead fiddle, Walter Cobb on the tenor banjo, the great Charlie Underwood on the guitar, and Buster Hack, E.E.'s brother, on a very large kazoo. Now, we're talking about nepotism. Yeah, my brother's got to be in the band. Well, your brother doesn't play anything. He can play the kazoo. Anyway, that tune was recorded in Atlanta in 1929. Then we heard Angel Band by the Stanley Brothers, a song they're quite noted for. And as well they should be. That I found on a CD collection which came out late last year in the United States called The Best of the Stanley Brothers, The Millennium Collection, blah, 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 blah. On the, good Lord Almighty, what label was it on? It's on the Universal label. It's originally recorded in Nashville, Tennessee for the Mercury label. But many people know that a few years later, that very song, not a few years, about 20 years later, Sid, that song became a title of an Emmylou Harris album in 1987 called Angel Band. And so from Angel Band, the album, named after the Stanley Brothers song, we heard Emmylou Harris sing a song called Who Will Sing For Me by Ralph Stanley and Carter Stanley, who, funny enough, were the Stanley Brothers. So there's a bit of a connection there. And what can I tell you? But that's really sort of touched my heart. Normally, I kind of play the high-octane bluegrass on this show, and then I go back to some mountain music. But I got a little went into a little gospel music there, and I think we're all much better for it. Some of you weren't in church last Sunday.
Some want diamond rings. I fell in love with a millionaire's daughter, and the people in hell, they all want ice water. I found him in the garden and said, I'll be your son-in-law. I even showed him the $30 ring that I bought her. He said, people in hell, I want ice water. Millionaire's daughter and me are living in a shack. I work the mill all day, at night she dreams of going back. I try to remember the first time I saw her. with someone money, someone diamond rings. I fell in love with a millionaire's daughter. Oh, man, the people held on while I swallowed. Oh, the people held on while I swallowed.
Anyway, I'm exploring the boundaries between a lot of these young guys in the 60s that came out of the folk or bluegrass scene and played rock and roll, and the way that bluegrass music influenced rock and roll, the way that Monroe influenced Elvis Presley, the way that the high energy and harmonies of the bluegrass guys like the Delmore Brothers and the Blue Sky Boys influenced Don and Phil Everly, who of course so directly influenced John Lennon and Paul McCartney. You don't believe there's a heavy influence of bluegrass on rock and roll? Listen to this.
Paperback.
Thank you.
on my mind. I don't know you, you've been lately on my mind. Well, you came into my world and you took it by surprise. The sun could rise up in the west and I would be no wiser, 'cause I don't know.
Mean 1035. If it ain't good, it ain't on.
Yeah, I can dig that. Man, I had started to have a meltdown there because I've been away in the States a bit getting these CDs together and doing this and doing that. And I almost forgot to tell you, that was Paperback Writer by the legendary Charles River Valley Boys. The Beatles came in, knocked that on the head in February 64 when they appeared on an American TV show called The Ed Sullivan Show. And Jim Field on the guitar, Bob Siggins on the banjo, the great Joe Val on the mandolin, and Everett Lilly on the bass started thinking, oh man, we got to do something quick. So they got together with Peter K. Siegel, who you would know from some of his later exploits in the music business, and great Paul Rothchild, who was the Doors producer later on and the Paul Butterfield Blues Band producer later on down the line. And they said, look, let's do some Beatles songs and we'll do them straight bluegrass style and maybe the public will go for that. So they put out an album called Beatle Country in late 1965, from whence Paperback Writer originates, and we'll be hearing more from that later on. So there you go. Then I Don't Know You by NRPS, not a straight bluegrass song, but in John Marmaduke Dawson's composition on the first NRPS album, that's New Riders of the Purple Sage. You could see how even a Grateful Dead offshoot band, a band made of Grateful Dead fans and road crew, became a sort of a hit in the 30 years ago. That album came out about 1970, I believe. And, of course, Jerry Garcia of the Dead himself always wanted to be a member of the Bluegrass Boys. Jerry Garcia was a bluegrass fanatic and only stumbled into rock and roll when the Beatles happened. See what I'm talking about? This exploration of bluegrass's effect on rock and roll and vice versa. Then we heard I'll Love Nobody But You, which many of my astute listeners will know is a Jim and Jesse song by the Jim and Jesse McReynolds, of course. Here today was Vince Gill, who he, Herb Peterson, who he, Dave Grisman, who he, the great Jim Buchanan and Emery Gordy Jr. doing a little picking, and here today put it out on their album called, logically enough, on the Round of Record label, Here Today. And we played it for you right then and there. Let's continue the exploration of bluegrass and rock and roll. Who better but my fashion hero, the man whose haircut and sideburns I nicked, John Sebastian.
Darling companion, Come on and give me understanding, and let me be your champion, the hand to hold your pretty hand in, darling companion. Now you know you'll never be abandoned. Love will always light our landing. I can depend on you, darling companion. Heaven knows where we'll be landing, just as long as we keep laughing. Keep in mind just what's worth having, darling companion. I tell the mountains and the canyons, as long as I got legs to stand on, I'm gonna run to you. Flossy mare like you should have a steed. A little riding down with me is what you need. Darling companion, heaven knows where we'll be landing, just as long as we keep laughing. And keep in mind just what's worth having, darling companion. I tell the mountains and the canyons, as long as I got legs to stand on, I'm going to run to you. A flossy mare like you should have a steed. A little riding down with me is what you need. Darling companion, come on and give me understanding, and let me be a champion, the hand to hold your pretty hand in, darling companion. Now you know you'll never be abandoned. Love will always light our landing. I can depend on you.
It's been 10 years and three since I first went to sea, since I sailed from old Ireland and home. But those hills lush and green were a part of my dream when I dreamed of my calling alone. On the day I returned to my sorrow, I learned that the angels had called her away to a grave on a hill overlooking the mill. That's the place where she's sleeping today. As the soft breezes blow through the meadow, I go past the mill with the moss-covered stone. Up the pathway I climb through the woods and the vines to be with my calling alone. Faithful each day as I sailed far away, there was no one but me that she loved. And I remember those eyes soft and blue as the skies, and her heart was as pure as a dove. As the soft breezes blow through the meadow, I go past the mill with the moss-covered stone. Up the pathway I climb through the woods and the vines to be with my calling alone. All the years of my life I will not take a wife, I will live in this valley alone, planting flowers around in the soft, gentle ground that is holding my calling alone. As the soft breezes blow through the meadow, I go past the mill with the moss-covered stone. Up the pathway I climb through the woods and the vines to be with my calling alone. Up the pathway I climb through the woods and the vines to be with my calling alone.
song, and it's not very long. It's about a young man who wouldn't hoe corn. Strange to say, I cannot tell. This young man was always well. He planted his corn in the month of June. By July it was knee high. First of September come a big frost, and all this young man's corn was lost. He went to the fence and there peeped in. The weeds and grass come up to his chin. The weeds and grass, they come so high, they caused this young man for to sigh. Often been before, saying, pretty little miss, will you marry me? Pretty little miss, what do you say? Well, here you are, one foot a wid, and you cannot make your own cornbread. Single I am, single I'll remain, a lazy man I'll not maintain. Well, he went down to that pretty little widder, and I hope by heck that he don't get her. She gave him the mitten, sure's you're born, all because he wouldn't hoe corn.
Today's best country.
Darlin' Companion by The Lovin' Spoonful off their third album, Hums of The Lovin' Spoonful. If that didn't have a bluegrass lilt, I don't know what did. I realize it's a little out of the bluegrass envelope, ladies and gentlemen. Bear with me. We're doing an exploration of the influence of bluegrass on rock and rollers. Colleen Malone by the great Hot Rise. I came to the Hot Rise party after they were long broken up. Please forgive me. The song's written by Johnny Goble and Leroy Drum. And, of course, Hot Rise broke up, God, like I think it was 1990 or 1991. They were the great Tim O'Brien, Nick Forrester, Pete Wernick, and the late Charles Sawtelle, who is no longer with us. He died of leukemia about 3 or 4 years ago. He died March 1999, it says here. I didn't realize I would be saying that. Oh, gosh. And it's a great loss there. And Tim O'Brien, of course, is the head of the American Bluegrass Music Association thing. Nick Forrester is still around. As I recall, he's the head of the host of the nationally syndicated radio show E-Town in the United States of America. And Pete Wernick is called Dr. Banjo because of his expertise on that instrument. So you can sort of guess what he does for a living these days. Anyway, after that, we heard The Young Man Who Wouldn't Hoe Corn by the great Pete Seeger off of a new release, a collection of his on the Rounder Smithsonian Institute label called American Folk Ballads, Volume 2, which is exactly what it says in the tin. Many people wonder about the right wing in America today. Pete Seeger's quite a character. He not only stood up to the House Un-American Activities Committee in the 1950s by refusing to testify, when asked if he's a left winger, Pete Seeger says, well, yes, but actually, I'm a communist, which is a pretty ballsy thing to say in North America these days. And then we finished up there with My Rose of Old Kentucky by the great, sweet, wonderful late Rose Maddox off her 1962 Capitol album, which was entitled Rose Maddox Sings Bluegrass. It's interesting that she didn't change the gender of the protagonist or the protagonist's love affair in that song there. Usually when people sing a song like that, if it said I love him and it's a woman singing, she changes it, a man singing, he changes it to I Love Her, and she just left the gender as it was in that song. I thought that was very interesting. Rose Maddox, a wonderful artist, mainly did honky-tonk swing kind of things with her brothers, Rose and the Maddox brothers. And in the middle or early 1980s, a writer at the LA Weekly, when I was living in Los Angeles, named Johnny Whiteside, came to me right at the last second. Johnny Whiteside did this great appreciation of her and brought her out of retirement. I actually saw the great woman play at the Palomino. Neither Miss Rose Maddox nor the Palomino nightclub are around anymore, and that's a great shame, but I was so pleased I got to see her before she left to play in the Angel Band. Here's someone who's not playing in the Angel Band doing a song that by Bill Monroe that he had a big hit with from his new album, an album that crashed into the mainstream country charts at number 34, his highest placing in eons, Leon, the great Ricky Skaggs. The album, Live at the Charlestown Music Hall. The tune, you'll know it.
Here's Uncle Penn. Yeah, yeah. All the people would come from far away, they dance all night to the break of day. When the car would holler, do-si-do, the new Uncle Penn was ready to go. That in the evening, bouncing down Howard Hill and above the town, played a fiddle, Lord Howard ring. You'd hear it talk, you'd hear it sing. Yeah! When they played an old piece called Soldier's Joy, and one called the Boston Boy. Greatest of all was Jenny Lind. I mean, that's where it really began. That in the evening, bouncing down Howard Hill and above the town, when the played a fiddle, Lord Howard ring, you'd hear it talk, you'd hear it sing. Never forget that mournful day when Uncle Penn was called away. He hung up his fiddle, he hung up his bow, and knew it was time for him to go. That in the evening, bouncing down Howard Hill and above the town, little fiddle, Lord Howard ring, you'd hear it talk, you'd hear it sing. But in the evening, bouncing down Howard Hill and above the town, fiddle, fiddle, Lord Howard ring, you'd hear it talk, you'd hear it sing.
Singing. face the lonely years. I drifted all alone, no one to call my home. And then you came like an angel from the sky. You said we'd never part, don't leave and break my heart. Be mine alone, don't let your sweet love die. Seem like death to me. I've grown so used to you, I can't believe we're through. Don't say goodbye, don't let your sweet love die.
Mean 1035, from hoedown to hairdown.
Ricky Skaggs doing Uncle Pen. He had a hit with it in the sort of the country and western world back 1983 or so, 1984. Number one country and western hit with that. That's a live version off his latest album. It's brand spanking new. The ink is still wet on the CD cover called Live at the Charlestown Music Hall. Then we heard Don't Let Our Sweet Love Die, the Reno and Smiley song, essayed by Reno and Smiley, written by Clark Van Nesk and the great Zeke Manners. Zeke Manners wrote Armstrong, Aldrin, and Collins were lost away in space. Millions of hearts were lifted, proud of the human race. You know that song? About the landing on the moon in 1969. Zeke Manners wrote it. Well, whatever. Then we heard Ruby, Are You Man, Are You Man by the Osborne Brothers off their fine Cousin Emmy album. We will be back in just a bit after the news, and we'll start off with some fine music, as we always do. And that'll be my second hour of three here in the Bluegrass Breakdown Show on Mean Country 1035. And I believe my third hour will be a lot of Bill Monroe music, because I've got six CDs of Bill Monroe. A two-CD set of Bill Monroe came out in the States recently. And a four-CD box set came out of Bill Monroe in the States recently. So we'll do a lot of Bill Monroe in the third and final hour. But my name is Sid Griffin. You know who you are. This is the Bluegrass Breakdown Show. It's an honor and a privilege and a pleasure to be here with you this evening. Please stick around after the news. God bless.
Your music now. Mean. 1035.